You're listening to Sounds Around Town on RadioIV.com. I'm your host, Al Loya. In the studio today, we have a very talented up-and-coming country music artist, and her name is Susan Hickman. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I can't help but notice you're a gorgeous-looking young lady. You've got to be from Texas, am I correct?
Yes, born and raised in Houston, Texas.
I had no doubt in my mind. Susan, tell us, where did you get your start in music?
Well, I did start in church, singing in the choir and singing solos in church. And it just kind of developed. I played piano in church also, and I took violin lessons, and I played in the church orchestra, the violin. So it just kind of started from there and kind of took off from there.
Sure, that's where a lot of country artists got their start. Tell me, who would you say was the most influential country artist that inspired you to want to perform and record country music?
Well, the first time that I actually saw somebody perform made me kind of realize that that's kind of what I want to do too, is Leanne Rimes. Years and years ago, I think it was her, one of her very first performances actually on the CMA Awards. She sang Unchained Melody, and that just, I was totally blown away by that. And I think she was only 13 or 14 years old at the time, so I saw that and I was really, truly inspired.
Right, yeah, I can imagine. How old are you? You look very young to me.
I'm 23.
23 years old. So have you been performing in the local music scene for a few years?
For a few years, yes.
What are some of the local venues that you've played at?
We play all over the Houston area. We play a lot of clubs, a lot of festivals. We play like Uncle Albert's and Abbey Pub. We play Pennison's. We play Sam's Boat, like in the Woodlands and the Pearland area. We play a lot of private parties. We play the 93 Qs a day in the country every year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So who are some of the artists you've had an opportunity to share the stage with?
I've actually been given the opportunity to share the stage with artists such as Tracy Byrd, Joe DiMassina, Kevin Fowler, Keith Anderson, Steve Holy, Phil Vassar, just a bunch of artists that I've been able to share the stage with.
That's great. You brought some music with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what's the name of the song we're about to play?
The first song that we're going to play is called You Just Missed This Train. It was written by Bobby Pinson and Melissa Pierce. It's an incredible song. It's a lot of fun. And if you like trains, if you like train songs, this is definitely the one for you.
Let's go ahead and play that song right now. You're listening to RadioIV.com.
Rolling on an outbound track, going past, coming train.
What was on your mind that you missed that train? Let me get my head straight. That was a great song. Tell me the story behind this. Why trains? Was this a Johnny Cash inspiration?
Well, I don't know if it was Johnny Cash inspired. I'd have to call the writers and talk to them and see, but my whole family on my dad's side, they grew up, you know, they're the railroad men. Their grandpa, my two uncles, Donnie and Ronnie Hickman, and my dad, Melvin Hickman, they've worked for Union Pacific Railroad ever since they just got out of high school. So it kind of touches, it's kind of cool there, you know. I mean, it's a cool song to have in the family, I guess.
I can understand, yeah, family tradition, growing up hearing stories about the railroad and things of that nature. I'm sure you could relate to it on that level.
I would say so. My Uncle Ronnie, he's, you know, really big into the Texas music, and he plays incredibly, and he was always asking me, okay, Susan, when are you going to get a song about trains? When are you going to get down to your country roots? I'm like, okay, well, here it is.
great, yeah. So Uncle Ronnie must have had a big influence on you performing country music.
Actually, yes. I actually started out doing more of a pop type music feel, I guess. And he would tell me all the time, you need to do country music. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what your voice is. That's what you need to do. And, you know, being a, you know, blonde girl from Texas, I guess that doesn't hurt any.
I must say I agree with Uncle Ronnie on that one. Your voice is just tremendous. You're a force to be reckoned with in the country music scene.
Well, thank you.
You mentioned the name of a few writers that actually wrote this song. Do you write as well?
I do write some of my own songs. None of the songs that are actually going to be on this CD, I did not write any of these. I had a whole bunch of writers that wrote these songs for me.
Working with a team of writers must be difficult to interpret a song that's written by someone else. I mean, how do you go about doing that?
Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's not. You really have to become the song. You have to become the words, you have to become the music. And once you get in that zone, it just, you know, who's ever listening, who's ever watching you perform the song, you have to make it really believable, and you have to make them think that that is your story.
Right. You have to sell it.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. So give us an example of a song that may have given you a challenge to interpret the meaning or feeling behind the songwriter's thought process.
The song that comes to mind is called One of Those Who Make It Up There. It was actually written by my producer that produced the album, Doug DeForest. It just has an incredible message behind it. I mean, just about, you know, doing selfless deeds and, you know, just being who you're supposed to be, you know, just, you know, lending a kind hand to somebody. And it touches on, you know, some other things that I really feel strongly about as well. It's an incredible song, and I definitely think that everybody should have a chance to listen to it.
Well, let's do that. Let's give that opportunity to our listeners here at RadioIV.com. This is Susan Hickman, One of Those Who Makes It Up There.
Was a meeting just by chance, the day a young man took a glance across the subway. Saw a woman all old and frail, who was tired and cold and pale and in a bad way. He was never much on charity, but something said that woman needs a little something just to make it through the day. So he handed her his change and started on his way, and heard a little voice behind him say, you're gonna be one of those who makes it up there, one of those who made a difference, one of those who care. The choice you change this world forever. You're gonna be one of those who makes it up there. She was raising him alone, and day to day she didn't know how they would make it. the diner 9 to 9. She did her best just to get by and feed that baby. Then one night through the diner door walked a man she'd never seen before. He looked poor and she could tell he needed fed. So she said, "This meal's on me." And when he left, she turned to see he left $100 and a note that read, "You're gonna be one of those who makes it up there, one of those who made a difference, one of those who cared. The choice you made today answered one small prayer, but changed this world forever. You're gonna be one of those who makes it up there. Yes, every day we have the chance to help someone and give a little more. And who knows if the one you're helping just might be the one who's keeping score." In the waiting room she sat alone, scared, unsure, and much too tired to fight. Too young to be a mom, she thought, but deep inside she knew this wasn't right. Her life would turn on this one choice, and all at once she heard a voice that told her to get up and walk. And as she hit the door, she heard that voice once more, saying, "You just made the choice that's hard to make, and you're gonna be one of those who makes it up there, one of those who made a difference, one of those who care. The choice you made today just answered one small prayer, but change this world forever. You're gonna be one of those who makes it up there. One of those who makes it up there."
Wow, what a powerful song. Tell me, what are some of the instruments I hear there? I think I hear a mandolin, is that correct?
A mandolin. There's some steel on there. Really pretty fiddle. The Cuttin' Crew that did all of the songs, they're incredible. I mean, they're an incredible group of musicians, and I was really blessed to be able to work with such musicians.
Why don't you show those people some love and tell us, who are these guys and what are they playing?
Definitely. We have Doug DeForest. He plays bass. We have R.P. Harrell. He does the piano and the organ. We have Tim Crouch. He does all the strings. He does the fiddle, the mandolin, the banjo, and acoustic guitar. And then Robbie Springfield on electric guitar and steel guitar. And then, of course, we have Mike Kennedy on drums and percussion, last but not least.
And, of course, that's your voice that we're hearing.
Of course.
Great. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was just blown away by that song. Let me ask you. I understand that you've had some airplay in Europe, and one of your songs has actually reached number 5, is that correct?
That's correct, Sunday Paper.
Sunday Paper, that's mm-hmm. one of the songs that we're here right here on Radio IV. You perform on a regular basis with your band, the Spiffingtons. Let the listeners know when the next performance is.
The next one actually is next Friday. It's at the Texas Junction Saloon. We also have one on Saturday at Sam's Boat in Pearland.
So the first show, where's the location for that one, and what's the cost to get in?
It's in Angleton, actually, and it's free to get in. They're both free.
Oh, good. Man, that's a good excuse to get yourself out there.
Definitely. So come on out and see us. You'll have a really great time.
What more can you ask for? The band you perform with, the Spiffingtons, what other styles of music do you guys play?
We actually do everything. We're an all-around variety band. We do 60s, 70s, 80s, rock, R&B, disco. We do you know, songs of today. And of course, my original country music. Those guys, oh my goodness, I could not ask for a greater group of guys to be playing with, all, you know, every single weekend. They're incredible. They really are. I mean, they're just like family. I'm going to give.
I understand that you're releasing a new single overseas. Which one is that?
That one's called Hell Still Ain't Frozen Over. That one's actually going to be released in January. It's actually going to be on the 10th anniversary edition of the Hot Disc. You can visit the website at www.hotdisc.net. That's a compilation CD of country artists that goes overseas for radio airplay and review and for the charts overseas.
Well, we'll certainly play that one. And tell the listeners, where can they find out more information about Susan Hickman?
You can visit me on my website at www.susanhickman.com. You can also reach me on my MySpace. That's myspace.com/Susan Hickman. And to actually purchase the CD, you can go to cdbaby.com/Susan Hickman. And I'm actually having a special thing going on right now to get a pre-order release CD. So you pre-order it on my MySpace or my website, and I'll autograph it for you and send it right along to you.
You've heard that right here on Radio IV, autograph copy in your hands. So you got to get out there and get you a copy of that CD.
I'd also like to let y'all know that I do have ringtones and wallpapers on my MySpace, so come and check that out as well. Also, you can get a copy of the album at iTunes, or you can do the individual downloads of the songs as well. So come check it out.
Yes, you sure do. These songs are great, people. You got to show some love. Well, Susan, it's been a pleasure having you here at Sounds Around Town, and we'll certainly be keeping tabs on you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll leave you guys listening to Hell Ain't Frozen Over by Susan Hickman, right here on RadioIV.com.
Time does, and finally far enough away from us to take it.